We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Kyle Shanahan talking about the injury update to his backfield and what that backfield is going to look like.
Givens is out. Hasty's out. Elijah Mitchell will be doubtful. Armstead questionable. Mosley questionable. Kinlaw questionable. And Trey Sermon cleared protocol, so he's good.
Trey Sermon cleared protocol, so he's good. That's kind of where I wanted to go with all this. Number one, outstanding. Because he did not look like he got off that field in the type of, yeah, he'll be ready to go next week. So, guy's got a thick skull. Congratulations to him and the entire Sermon family. Number two, unofficially, the single smallest sample size recordable. One carry. I liked it. Like, he hit that hole hard. He ran hard. I saw him change games for the Buckeyes so many times that I was stunned when he was seriously a healthy scratch week one. And I thought, what is the problem? What is wrong? And then he just caught such a bad break in that Eagles game. I really do want to see this guy gets a chance to prove himself an NFL running back. And it looks like by just process of elimination and numbers, he can be expecting double-digit carries this upcoming weekend.
Should be RB1, right?
You would think.
If Mitchell does not play, which seems to be trending in that direction, Sermon's the only other running back who's been on the team since the season started.
Yeah, Brunskill would be RB2.
So Matt Maiocco was trying to get to who the heart of the first running back on the depth chart would be. And when Kyle wouldn't answer, the follow-up question was, okay, so who's your second and third running back? The old process of elimination. Here we go.
Is that a trick question? One of our guys is doubtful, so I'm still holding out that he can get up, and so that will change who our three is. If he was up, it would have been Hasty, but he's down, so it'll be one of the other choices that are left.
Look, if Elijah Mitchell can play, it doesn't necessarily mean he will be RB1. Number one, he hasn't just guaranteed that job for himself based on how little of an NFL career he's had. Number two is if you're looking to use him sparingly, you know, first quarter carries probably aren't as important in this game as fourth quarter carries, so you're looking to leave a little in the bank instead of just spending right from the kickoff. So if Mitchell, who is doubtful with a shoulder, can go, I could still see Sermon being the first running back starting this game. Again, who starts doesn't matter as much as who finishes.
Well, and maybe more to the point, like you said, if you're trying to limit Mitchell's carries, he could technically be RB1 and play the first three snaps, but you could end up seeing more of Sermon throughout the day. And look, doubtful guys do not play very often, so I tend to think it's going to be Sermon as your top dude just because I can't imagine it's going to be a guy they claimed off of someone else's practice squad less than 2 weeks ago, which describes all of your other options.
Yeah, and truthfully, when you have this many injuries in one position, RB 1, 2, and 3 basically have no significance.
It's like, who's going to be available and get on the field this Sunday?
Yeah, it's him. It's everybody's a running back, including Wisnowski.
Do we think we might see an outsized... Do you think we might see Deebo Samuel actually line up at running back? I never would have thought that if he hadn't been so squirrely when we asked him about it. So,
no comment on that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think we're going to see him like in, you know, like Kyle Juszczyk is lined up at fullback. He is the power dot of the eye. But I do see him coming over in motion, stopping behind Garoppolo or to the left or right and taking a carry. Yes, I do.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see him take a couple and maybe even Ayuk as well. And
end around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jet sweep.
And here's the other thing about that. If I set the over-under at 1.5 for Trey Lance snaps.
I'll take the over on this one.
I would take the over too, simply because, if for no other reason, he's a body that can run the ball.
Exactly. That's my thoughts exactly. I might even take the over on like 5. Because if you're trying to create any multiplicity out of the backfield, you almost need him in a game like this.
You want to get a little energy rolling through that stadium too? I don't know, where if it weren't happening. Trey Lance checks into a game, that place is going to roar.
I mean, for the home opener, like, this is people's first chance to cheer this guy on, right? That it would be great.
You're pulling out all the feel goods in the first home game of the year.
It's also the first chance for Kyle Shanahan to get booed when he comes off the field.
There's that, but I don't think Kyle really cares.
No, yeah. I wasn't suggesting that he does, but you know, the dynamic will be, both dynamics will be there. In fact, if Lance comes off the field at the end of a drive, they'll boo him. They'll want him to play defense too.
What's his back pedal like? Let's see what the cornerback situation
is. He's big for a corner, but we could give it a try.
Speaking of that cornerback situation, Kyle Shanahan.
Same as the running backs. I mean, in terms of, I'm not sure of it exactly because one is questionable. So I still got to figure out if he's going. I mean, if he doesn't, I think it'll be the same starting lineup as last week.
So the one who's questionable is Mosley.
It's not the interesting part, Kyle, and you know that damn well. We want to know what happens if he is healthy.
Stop evading the questions.
Now, do we have sound of John Lynch saying Mosley was starting? No. Okay. That's just something someone reported. Interesting.
Don't you just hate those someones?
I wonder if John Lynch spoke out of turn or spoke out of ignorance, if that makes sense. Like, obviously,
excitement. He got a little ahead of himself. I think here's a guy who's watching practice, talked to Kyle, says looks pretty good, and then they still put him on questionable just because. You know, there's no reason to say a guy's definitely in until you have to.
Oh, that's not the ignorance I'm talking about. He obviously knows if Mosley is going to play or not. But I wonder if Kyle told him Mosley is starting, or if, like you said, he just watched practice and said, oh, that guy was a starter, then he got hurt, he's still our starter probably, and assumed. And if that's the case, I don't know, because I don't think it's that easy of a decision. Like you said, Lenore hasn't come off the field all year, so there's no reason to think he won't be starting. Norman looked good last week, and Mosley...
But for one 91-yard play...
Well, yeah. I mean, Lenore had a pretty big gaffe as well, but that's the nature of playing corner, right? And Norman had a penalty or two, but overall on the day, the secondary in general and Norman in particular were pretty good. Mosley is not Richard Sherman in his prime. Mosley is not even an established starter. He was a guy who was in and out of the starting lineup when healthy last season, if I remember correctly. So... I don't know. I actually think this is interesting. I'm not so sure I'd take a guy whose knee has been barking at him all year and who's still listed as questionable and just throw him into the starting lineup just because he's back on the active roster.
By the way, welcome, all good people, to your 3 o'clock hour.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 in San Francisco. It's an Odyssey station.
Download the Odyssey app. Favorite the station, 95.7 The Game. Everything we do can be found right there, powered by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. So, obviously, we got Packers coming into town for Sunday night football. Parking lots, they say, open at 1:20. Which, honestly, look, man. That sucks. Yeah. That sucks. You know how much they're paying for parking down there? A lot. and you get to use it for a grand total of 3 hours before you then go in. You can't even really get the grill going and get a couple heaters on and have a good time with the boys, because they're telling you, and make sure you line up to get in that stadium like an hour before kickoff, and make sure you're in your seat 20 minutes before kickoff, because we got a new tradition where fans help introduce the players, which really, I never saw anyone really get behind that. But okay, if you insist on it, I guess that is what's happening. But to open up the parking lot 3 hours before the game, that sucks.
Especially when you're encouraging people to arrive early, but not too early.
I'm just going to say this because I believe it to be absolutely true. The 32 NFL owners resent the fact that they don't get a cut out of tailgating other than the parking fee. And they are basically saying, we're going to get the parking fee anyway, but we want you spending money inside the stadium instead of eating your own food. I believe that's the next thing to come. Enhancing the in-game experience by convincing people not to go to the game.
What I'm surprised, because, yeah, I mean, it's a hold you upside down, shake all the money out of your pockets afternoon, for sure. What I'm surprised is that they don't have pregame roving vendors all throughout the parking lot. And if you could do that, could you maybe open it up, I don't know, 5 hours before kickoff, 6 hours before kickoff? I'll tell you what, Green Bay's parking lot is open right now for a game 2 weeks from now. You know what I mean? Like, this is not happening around standard the NFL. Parking lots only open 3 hours before. It's because you put your stadium in a residential neighborhood.
Well,
corporate neighborhood.
Green Bay, Lambeau Field's in a residential neighborhood.
Yeah, but
they open at 6 a.m. for a 12 o'clock kick. And yeah. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, people are basically making omelets at 6:15 with sausages as thick as your neck.
Yeah.
And it's in a foot of snow. So imagine how much fun it would be to do that in California. Yeah, it's a no-brainer to me. And like you said, there are 1,000 ways to make money off of those people while they're in the parking lot. And much as there might be some, I guess, argument of, well, if they're eating all their food, they're not going to eat our food. Yeah, they're also drinking all their beer, but they're still going to want food and beer when they come in, I promise. I promise.
Yeah, you're going to make plenty of money in game day concessions.
Yeah, you know who wants more beer and food? The drunk guy.
At the football game.
Yeah.
With the beer and the food in the first place.
Exactly.
And then you don't want to stop.
Well, and at that point, why don't you just buy out Uber or Lyft and be the designated drivers on the way home?
There you go.
And charge them basically $500.
And then you can have a nice relationship with a towing company that makes the money off towing all the cars that get left behind. Look, there are levels to this.
Oh, I mean, literally shaking all the money out of your pockets is just the opening gambit.
Yeah, the thing
they're
going
to have people with pliers pulling the gold out of your teeth.
And the thing about this sort of stuff to me is you can shake the money out of people's pockets in such a way that they thank you afterwards, or you can do it in such a way that they're angry at you afterwards. And so often sports franchises seem to choose the latter, which never makes sense to me. Because the happy people are going to happily come back and let you shake their money out again.
Look, give people a chance to have some fun in your parking lot. No one goes to a Niner game and separates the did you have fun answer from the game itself, the stadium itself, and the tailgate experience itself. It all goes into the afternoon. Having a lot of fun in the parking lot are as thick of memories that I've had from Candlestick as in Candlestick. And you can ask anybody who is going to Candlestick the same question.
And that's one of the ways to infuse a ballpark that struggles with fun and having a soul with the fun.
Yes. What they charge for parking and you only get 3 hours of it before kickoff. That's nuts. It's nuts to do. And it totally sucks for the fan.
But every one of those owners believes that they are entitled to every dollar they can take from you. And customer service is not part of the deal. I mean, if you're going to tell people, look, it's going to take a while to get into the stadium, open the lot at 11.
Yeah.
Period. It's just, you know, oh, no, it costs more to, you know, sort of have security for that. Then pay it. You know, I'm pretty sure that you're the extra security is not going to make a day in the black into a day in the red.
It's a pittance. It's a
It's the levels at which they take their finger and they put it in your eye up to the second knuckle, because you're used to them putting it up to your eye, into your eye up to the first knuckle. It's an added insult on top of like decades of insults. And they just figure, if you're not unhappy, we haven't done our job.
And there's also this. The drunker your crowd is, the rowdier your crowd is, the better your home field advantage is, the increased chances of you winning the day go up. Everyone wins. Everyone wins. And you still make a ton of cash. Anyway, I would just open up parking lots earlier. That's just me. They are wearing the red 94 throwback jerseys. I know that fans are very, very excited about that. They like those jerseys an awful lot. Good memories, high school memories attached to it for many, many people in the audience. So enjoy. Look good, feel good, play good. The players like it. Can't argue with it. The Faithful to the Bay halftime show is going to feature performances by 24 Karat Golden and P-Lo. Yeah, exciting, isn't it?
Is that some sort of food that I don't know?
I don't
about?
Know. I don't know. 24 Karat Golden and pilo.
That sounds
it's not like pilaf. Yeah, like a rice.
Something that they're going to call exotic, but in fact is like just like a tortilla shell.
How do you
with
spell
nothing
that?
In it.
P-Lo.
Oh.
I think he did a song that was kind of like a big deal a year or two ago. I recognize the name, I think. But anyways, he's a local guy.
Finest.
He's a local guy. We wish him. Does P is that what the P stands for?
No, I think P stands for his name being Paolo. But yeah, Pinole.
All right,
straight out of Pinole.
Crazy nice young man named Pilo. I had to work my way around that. So,
that's not
Pilo, a Bay Area rapper. Okay, 24 Karat Golden. Guessing. He wears the same crown? A Bay Area rapper?
He's definitely a rapper. I don't know if he's a Bay Area guy or not.
I don't know either. But there's your Faithful to the Bay halftime show.
Yeah, there you go. San Francisco's own. 20-year-old 24K Golden.
I hope they get caught in traffic and can't entertain on time. Teach him a valuable lesson.
Well, they should have opened up those parking lots earlier.
That's my point. Yeah, I don't wish them to be in traffic. I wish them to get screwed by the same decision-making that has created this.
Can I just read you, just in case you're wondering what kind of thinker 24K Golden is? Fascinating philosophical question. Well, I guess it's more of a practical question. On his Twitter, if you only drink 1/5 of a 5-hour energy, will it just give you 1 hour of energy or 1/5 of the total energy but for 5 hours?
And that's the guy.
Boy, that's a great question.
It's a really good question.
But do you want someone who's got energy concerns doing your halftime show?
That is also a good question.
888-957-9570 is the number. Josh in Dublin. What do you got, Josh?
Hey, I just moved here from Kansas City a few years back. And one thing you won't get is the experience like Arrowhead unless you open that parking lot up for tailgating like they do in Kansas City. That's a whole experience, and I think that if the Niners ever want that, they need to try to mimic that in some way.
Hey, the Niners had that, and then they left that for what they got now. I mean, let me tell you, I've been to Arrowhead. It is glorious, absolutely glorious. Great fans, incredible atmosphere, game day atmosphere, tailgating atmosphere. Candlestick was that, man. Candlestick was that and a bag of chips. Candlestick was that with some of the best food you're ever going to eat in your life. Like, you know, joke around about being the white wine sipper and all that stuff. There were some really unbelievable tailgating situations that just took it to a pinkies up level. Like, who knew football could have a level of almost a fine dining element to it out in the tailgate. It wouldn't have worked anywhere else, but God, it worked gloriously at Candlestick.
Raiders had those. The Raiders had those too. Now we had to go away from where the black skull and crossbones flags were, but you could, if you could eat pretty well just wandering the line.
Let me tell you, don't put over on the skull and crossbone crowd too.
No. I'm talking about like the snootiness of the food.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. So look at it this way. It only at a Niner games have I ever seen lobster tails, which was impressive in the moment where I saw it going down.
Never saw a lobster tail at a Bears game.
You got lobster tail. That's called loopster in Chicago.
Well played.
888-957-9570. At least the tailgating's been preserved by the Las Vegas Raiders. It was Mark Davis's primary concern. They don't do tailgating? Oh, okay. I guess that didn't matter as much as they said it did then. 888-957-9570. Brian Baldinger joins us at 3:30. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts of how you go about beating Aaron Rodgers and which Packers team is going to show up. Week one, they were a dud. Week two, looked much better. What will they look like when they get to Levi's Stadium? What will Levi's Stadium look like when this game kicks off? Much more coming up this afternoon. Damon Ratto and Kolsky here on 95.7 The Game. And, I should not have put that away. Where did it go? It's right here. Let me tell you about the Odyssey exclusive stations.
Oh, boy.
Download them. Macy's, Geico, Coke, Zero Sugar.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.